It's late summer now. In a matter of weeks, the November election will be upon us. Many voters are going to be disappointed by what's not, that's right, what's not on their ballots. What will be lacking? Candidates. According to the website Ballotpedia.org, 86% of all elections in Illinois will be uncontested this year. Only 14% will have at least two candidates. Think about that. Fewer than one in five Illinois races will be competitive. There are two reasons for this. The first is gerrymandering. The second is election law. In one slice-and-dice example, political mapmakers managed 3 years ago to award Democrats 14 seats in Congress. Republicans were left with three. Now, when was the last time you saw a minor party or independent on your ballot? Years ago, perhaps? That's because Illinois election law effectively excludes them. New candidates must gather up to 15 times as many petition signatures as do Republicans and Democrats. Do you want to run for president this year as a write-in? In order to cover the entire state, you'll need to file notarized declarations of intent with 108, yes, 108 different local election officials. One might as well row a boat to Mars. So there you have it. Politicians use gerrymandered maps to exert raw power. And politicians use Illinois election law to choose themselves as candidates. That's a heck of a way to run a democracy. I'm Scott Summers, and that is my perspective.